This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People ask me all the time, if I were to use one word to describe the Good Day program, what would I say? Well, I could come up with refreshing, informative. It's a maybe like having a glass of really good, clear water. Very refreshing. That's the Good Day program. All right, now, we have people who share with us not only social media stuff. We were talking about some of the things that were there. We also have people calling us at 855-999-DOUG, which is fair game. Happy to have you if you really have something that's important on your mind, you want to share it. The other day I was talking about Michelle Obama and how I thought she might make an interesting candidate for president. And here was one reaction to that conversation from one listener.
Michael LaVon Robinson, Michael spelled commonly, LaVon, LaVaughn, Robinson was a guy who became a woman known as Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is actually Michael LaVon Robinson, a football player for Oregon State University in 1978. Michael LaVon, LaVaughn, Robinson is actually Michelle Obama. Now, I know you said you like Michelle for all the reasons and all of the things she does. She's actually a guy, Doug.
That makes me think of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, where they're like, Einhorn's a man.
Okay. Should I believe that?
That is such a reach. That is such a reach.
Well, she obviously believes it,
mm-hmm.
Right? Michelle Obama is a man.
A former football player.
Yep. Well, people used to talk about her always being in shape. She was in better shape than her husband. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. I'm giving no credence to it one way or another. I'm just passing along a listener's thoughts. That's it. Passing along. See what people think, how they react to that stuff. It's helpful to hear how the other side thinks. The growing Burmese python population, say that again, Doug. The growing Burmese python population is, we go to the Everglades National Park, actually, for this. But not necessarily just the Everglades. Hey, Doug. There it is. Not necessarily the Everglades National Park, the only site for Burmese pythons. Matter of fact, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. They are everywhere.
Everybody gets a python.
Right. Research paper released by the U.S. Geological Survey. Burmese pythons in South Florida represent one of the most intractable management issues the world has ever known. Talk about invasive species. So what good are Burmese pythons? Why would we want to protect Burmese pythons? You know, everybody, all of the environmental people run around saying, well, we got to protect all the species. Why would you want to protect Burmese pythons?
I don't think
pythons?
They're trying to protect them right now.
No, they aren't. But that they did for
so
a while.
Much.
That's why they're out of control now.
Well, and then people who I think get them as little, like little pets, and then they get too big.
Oh, yeah.
The largest one ever recorded in Florida was carrying 122 eggs. Like, these things are massive. It was 19 feet long.
Yuck.
But also, isn't the Burmese pythons, weren't they doing different, if having people go out and hunt them and get them, and whoever got the most or killed the most won some kind of monetary prize, and now they're saying, like, it's likely impossible to eradicate them.
Well, something's got to happen, boy. These guys are going to be a real problem down there. Instead of the bugs taking over, the snakes are going to take over after humans mess things up. You know, I'm going to tell you a crude story.
Okay.
This, I used to wear, my family had a place down in Palm Beach County starting in 1964, excuse me, when my mother was sick. And so a little place, and then my father got another place. My father loved going down there and playing golf with the breakers and all that stuff. Actually, my two sisters didn't spend much time there, but I spent a lot of time down there. And I had a job. I did mornings on WPBR back in 86, 87, before I went to Cincinnati. There was a problem with people flushing these things down the toilet. So I had a place over in Palm Beach, a little place that I'd rented on the beach. And one morning before going to the radio station, I was doing my daily duty. And something happened that turned out to be embarrassing, shocking. It hurt. So use your imagination and think about what has happened. You've probably heard these stories because it's happened, not frequently, but once. Yeah, I mean, it's happened to a number of people. They sit on the toilet, and up from the toilet comes something that was flushed down the toilet. And if you don't move fast enough, you're going to get a scar on your butt.
That is like one of my biggest fears.
Isn't that awful? That is something that a lot of people, but some people experience. So, here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
too tech, right? Or not too tech? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it would take us to get? It'd take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. Now, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, the Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little, the way they were, Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw with a couple of the movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them. What's the name of the movie where the beam comes in? Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's the name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who's working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto, says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember what the Encyclopedia?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, James, you know what the Encyclopedia? Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. Let's try this, James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about.
Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are? Period.
Yeah, I know what those are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
there we go. The Encyclopedia Britannica. It's like
was
one
the
of
standard.
The brands of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like
story.
That kind of throws people off.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Anyway, so this the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty. And part of the Breakthrough Listen Project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah. Is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that
She
one?
Goes up in a... She sort of time travels in a manner of speaking. into another
place.
Oh, and
doesn't the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is the
on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so they used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used, their brains, manual reexamination, confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really into the weeds.
It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas.
Translation ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible-looking beings that come to...
Have like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway, so modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So there are, we're trying to track, or we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Now 53 after the hour. Do I sound like I'm barking? Now. That sound like bow. Really close. A lot of people have accused me of being a dog in my life, so listen. Wow, wow. Warren Eckstein is here. Nobody's accusing him of being a dog. He's a writer. He's a professional pet therapist and trainer. Has a great radio program. He's been on the air for a long time called The Pet Show. So what is there not to like about Warren? The book I would, the one that I like the most is Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, written by Warren a number of years ago. But there are others as well. He's just got such great insight. So fill in the blanks here, please, Warren. Old dogs are?
Old dogs are like old people. They're sweet, they're sassy, they're grumpy, and they're playful, just like me. It's true, though. Yeah. People, you know, sometimes people don't understand older dogs. I love older dogs. I just love the fact that they look at you sometimes and say, you know what, let me sleep a little bit. You know, I just love the concept of them being so honest. They're kind of wise. Older dogs and older cats, too, but they're wise and dogs than puppies.
How do you determine the age when you would consider a dog old? Because different breeds, my breed, for example, the English Bulldog, supposedly 8 to 10 years. Well, Charlotte last did surgery with 15. Daisy's going to be 8 this year. She was a little lethargic, so I brought her to get a blood test and found she still had remnants of Lyme disease.
Huh, interesting.
So that was the reason they said for her being somewhat lethargic. But, you know, there's all kinds of things here. But interpreting age, though, how do you do that? How do
you know, the old rule, 7 years, is not really accepted now. It depends on a certain breed, just like anything else. For example, the larger breeds, the average lifespan, for example, of a Great Dane or an Irish Wolfhound or a Scottish Deerhound is much less than a Chihuahua or a Maltese or a Mini Poodle. So the size of the dog has a lot to do with it. There's a breed called the Schipperke, which is a Dutch barge dog, which can live to be 20, 25 years sometimes.
Really?
But there are, you know, the smaller...
What do they look like? I never heard of that breed before.
It looks like a little black fox, no tail, and they use them to carry messages between the barges in the Dutch rivers or whatever you call it over there. Yeah, kind of interesting. Skipperke, an interesting breed. But there are many breeds, and a lot has to do with what you do, how you feed them, how you exercise them, how you take care of them, how you stimulate them mentally. A lot of times, you know, dogs will go down because people don't give them the same amount of attention when they get older as they did when they were younger. Mm-hmm. So all of that thing has to be taken into consideration. Socialization, playful. For example, people say to me, I have an older dog, so I no longer bring him toys because he doesn't play with it. And our response is, I don't care whether he plays with it or not. The fact that you're bringing it to him is enough to make him feel better.
Yeah, I think the more attention, I can't imagine not paying. My dog, I think, is more lovable as she gets older. Maybe that's because I think I'm more lovable as I get older. Maybe that's a little transference.
You know, I haven't noticed that more lovable part of you, Doug.
I know. Thanks very much, Roy. Very sweet. All right, here's the story. It's a warning. Let this be a warning to you. A couple of grandparents and a dog inside their RV dying. Apparently they were asleep. The air conditioning broke down. The Texas heat's been so, it's really been extraordinarily warm. So the children are mourning the loss of their parents and the dog. And I guess there's just something, you go to sleep, how do you know?
Well, it happened so fast, too. Yeah. One of their neighbors in the mobile home, one of the neighbors offered to host them. And they were like, no, we should be fine because they had somebody come out to check it out, were told how much it would be fixed. They didn't have the money, so they went and got the loan, and were waiting to get it fixed. And just one morning, the neighbor noticed that they weren't out walking the dog and knew that something was wrong because they always are.
Yeah. You know, there are alarms, though. There are temperature alarms available. If you go online, I'm sure you can Google and find them where you can have. But I mean, this was a case, though, from what you're talking about, they knew that it was going to be hot. Their air conditioner wasn't working, so it was kind of like a bad decision on their part. And, you know, and in a car, I got arrested once for breaking into a car to save a dog. And the bottom line is a car or even an RV within a couple of minutes, even less than that, can really jump a tremendous amount in terms of temperature. So you shouldn't just bottom line is have either an alarm or just do what I do. Never leave anything alive in a car when you get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. You wanted us to celebrate Happy Doggist last week as we got into the month of August. It's also known with pet people as Doggist. Who started that? You?
No, I didn't start that. Doggist is, I think it was started by a group in New York, but it's kind of like every dog, every shelter dog, they don't really have birthdays. So they give them this August date, and the August is... Now every shelter, adoption day is the way I go. The day I adopted my dogs is their birthday every single year. That's the way I approach it.
That's great. I think that's a great memory. That's a great way to remember stuff. All right, Warren Eckstein. Don't forget all the accoutrements you can find at his website, petshow.com. Also check out hugsandkisses.com, which is his proprietary blend of minerals and vitamins for dogs and cats. Warren with Doug and Jay here on Good Day. Doug Stephanie with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time, couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3686.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow, while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Is less really more? Well, you'll find out because we have less controversy, more information, more communication here on the Good Day program. Stick around. You'll find out. Good day to all of you boys and girls who are out there, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, especially fathers, though. Jennifer Horn is not anybody's father. Jay is not either. But I am. And so today is a celebration of bad dad jokes. Have we all experienced a dad joke, or two, or three, or four, or maybe 1,000.
We're here with you, sir.
Okay. Then, what do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
A stick.
Very good.
Nice.
Oh,
Jay.
Right there.
Right there.
Right
there.
Why do dads take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing?
Because they have a hole in one.
There you go. Two.
That's good.
What's the best time to go to the dentist?
I got this one. 2:30.
Go ahead,
James. 2:30. We're 3-3.
Well, we're quite the tag team here, guys.
Wow. Yeah, very good. Ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. Bartender says,
"We don't serve food here."
Okay, well, I think we've had enough. Yes, no, or no. Wait a minute, let me try to find one more.
Some
what did Wait a minute. I asked my dog, what's 2 minus 2?
2 minus 2. What's 2 minus 2? I don't know. This could be a tough one.
He was right. He said nothing. I could spend the whole half hour doing this. What do we see? I see, or I hear, that song in my ear, that famous song, Jay. Yes, we have some bananas. We have some bananas today.
I am not familiar with that one.
No.
I'm more of the bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S variety.
Really? B-A-N-A. Sounds like vacation. All right, so the big story today, for those of you who are banana lovers, you may find this amusing. You may want to take advantage of it. I don't know which store this is. Or actually, I do know what store it is, but I'm not going to promote it because I don't really want a whole bunch of people to get, pardon the pun, get it, a whole bunch of people to run into the store. See what I did there?
You did there.
Ah.
Ew.
So here's somebody who wanted to have bananas and other fruit delivered to his home with, what is, who does that? DoorDash? Somebody like that does it, right? Grub, who delivers?
Oh, yeah,
I guess the stores.
Uber Eats. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes the stores do it themselves. So here's this fellow who writes a note to me. He says, I thought you'd like this story. I requested 8 bananas in my weekly grocery pickup order. The store gave me 8 bunches of bananas and charged me 68 cents, the price for one single banana. So I went bananas. And I commented.
This person got more bananas than they actually paid for. What's the problem?
There is no problem, except in my mind, being the fair-minded sort that I am, I think that this person should go back to the store and pay for the rest of the bananas. What do you think?
Well,
what?
Absolutely. We've done that before. We ordered takeout, and my husband went to pick it up, and they were like, it's already paid. And he's like, I'm pretty sure it's not. He comes back, and he asked me, did I pay over the phone? I was like, no. So he went back up, and he paid.
Yeah. That's the thing. Sometimes you get overcharged, and then you think twice about it. Well, do I or don't I? Should I or shouldn't I? And then you beat up on yourself. It's very easy. I mean, how much do bananas cost? I buy bananas every week. I like organic bananas, and they go well with the rest of my routine, fruit-wise, in the morning. But I don't remember ever buying anything and not paying for it.
Too.
Very good. Good fiber. It's good fiber.
That potassium, the fiber. If you have any kind of digestive issues, bananas are supposed to be a food that won't upset your stomach.
Yes, right. Settle it right down. I give it to Daisy, too. She loves bananas. Very good for you. Here's the story of a giraffe that fell on a family car, smashes the windshield. This was at the Texas Wildlife Center. So you think, but have them sort of under better control. So the giraffe apparently just fell down on top of the car. And this young lady, Carrie Hill, was visiting the wildlife center with her teenage sons and her granddaughter. The giraffe approached their car and then poked its head through the sunroof. And Miss Hill stopped the car. She took a photo of the animal, and then it lost its balance and fell down on the car.
I would love to hear the phone conversation when they called their auto insurance.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yes. A giraffe fell in our car. Yeah, lady. Sure it did.
Can't say I heard that one before. What really happened?
Uh-huh. What happens when you call Liberty Mutual or Geico? Right, that little Geico guy. What's Liberty Mutual? Has an emu, right? Call them.
Yes.
Is there any insurance company that has a giraffe as a sort of a symbol? I don't think so. They might.
I mean, there was the Toys R Us toy store had the giraffe, Jeffrey.
Oh, right, yes. Aren't they bringing those toys? Isn't that like Christmas time? They sort of, some stores add the old Toys R Us logo and they I thought that was something that was going on.
You can still buy things online from Toys R Us.
Toys R Us, one
of the department stores does, like, carry them in their store. I think it's Macy's. Am I Dillard's? Mm-hmm. Does Dillard's even still exist?
Maybe.
I think it's Macy's. Yeah.
So what happened to the giraffe? I don't really care about the car. The people are all okay.
Right.
What happened to the giraffe? The giraffe pulled its head out and it's okay? I don't see anything that suggests either the giraffe was okay or not okay.
No, yeah, the giraffe was able to regain its footing.
Okay, good. And the park was happy to remind everybody they didn't assume any liability for the incidents involving their animals.
There are a lot of videos that float around online of people who take their families to these different kind of wildlife reserves where you can put your window down and you can buy a cup of feed and feed some of these animals and how some of them, like, and these are animals and you have food. They're not just going to, like, walk up next to your car and wait patiently. They stick their heads inside the car.
All right.
And you have these, like, these kids are just terrified and screaming. And it's poor things.
Well, I've had that happen on the farm because we take tours around the farm, put people in a wagon and give them a lot of bread. The cows love it. The cows come up to the wagon. They stick their nose in the wagon. There's a picture that I took, and I don't know, I think it was before you were with me, when my grandson was two and a half years old, and we had him in the back seat of the car, and I decided we'd drive out into the pasture with the cows. Window was down. Cow stuck her nose in the car. Miles didn't know what to think of it. He kind of freaked out at first, and then his mother, who was sitting in the back seat with him, said, no, that's okay. Cows are friendly. Cows are fun. Cows are good. Don't worry about it. So after that, he always enjoyed. But Megan had those same experiences, both of my children. Well, they were never afraid of him because they grew up around it. When you grow up around something, any experience, you're not going to be afraid of them, and that's one of the reasons I do what I do on the farm, because I want people not to be afraid of these animals just because they're big.
Yeah, you become desensitized to the nuance of it, and it's just, it really is. I think when you spend so much time with animals that you might normally be afraid of, you realize they have personality. Like, I grew up terrified of dogs, until I got my Daisy, and then I realized, oh my goodness, dogs are so incredibly
amazing. You didn't have dogs? Your mom and dad didn't have dogs?
No, I had cats. I had cats and a turtle growing up. And all of the dogs I'd been around, some of them were nice, and there were certain dogs I was not afraid of, but as a whole, I was afraid of dogs because I also had experiences with really mean dogs. But then you realize, like, they are just they're such beautiful creatures, and the human race doesn't deserve dogs. They are so beautiful. They are so wonderful.
Not all dogs, not all people are created equal, even though the Constitution says all people are created equally. They are equal, not equally, but I don't think that's necessarily true. How I would summarize what I would say in summarizing this is that when we are born, when beings are born, not just you and me, human beings, but beings of any size, shape, or color, there's perfection there. And then what they do to adapt to their world may change that. And an example of that is that bear is another animal story. Remember the story a couple of weeks ago about the bear who attacked the Navy veteran and tore his jaw off? And now the veteran is coming forward after this horrific attack. He's in Montana, just kind of on a little vacation. The story here is that he's so grateful for the kindness that he got from people all over the place. This fellow's name is Rudy Norlander, joined by his daughters Ashley and Caitlin, and the surgeon that put his face back together were answering questions during a press conference to sort of reintroduce him to the world.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is a survivor, no doubt, and he wrote down the answers to the questions people were giving him.
Yeah, what a mess, though, imagine. He also had a mangled knee from the experience as well. This is something, you got to know where you are and what you're, if you're in a wildlife area, but there's signs usually say don't feed the animals.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're out in the wild, you are going to be, if you're in, a lot of these places that these huge hundreds of acres, excuse me, some of these public parks, there are going to be bears there. There are going to be most lions there. There are going to be lots of beings there.
And you know what? You're correct when you point out that there are signs that say these animals are in the area, don't feed them. But there's not often signs right there on the paths that say, hey, if you come across this animal, here's what to do or here's what not to do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, I think they get scared, they freak out, they run. That's when they get chased. Isn't it whenever you do come up to something, like whether it's a mountain lion or a bear or whatever, you stay facing it, you stay looking at it, but then you back away slowly?
Yes, I think that is the rule. Mm-hmm. Right. Apparently they were out tracking a deer, the family was, and the bear came upon them. And that's when all this happened. So, anyway, the surgery was very expensive, and the youngsters set up a GoFundMe campaign. They've got $64,000 so far for their father's recovery. I don't know if they ever found the bear or not. This was a 10-foot-tall grizzly bear.
My goodness, the fact that he is alive, that is a miracle. Yeah. And he had his first bear encounter when he was 10 that he was somehow miraculously was able to walk away from.
Yeah. I think I wouldn't be that eager to go to some of those places, frankly. Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the products. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrin include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. It's that one with the huge 86% success rate.
This is with Millie here from Caltrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's time for Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Tommy appears with us here as we prepare for weekend things. A lot of people are preparing for snow, so maybe I'll ask him a few questions about some of the best shovels and some of the best blowers and that sort of thing. But first, let's start out with a question from one of our listeners. The guy's name is Jeff, and he wants to know how to smooth out you call them a popcorn ceiling. I would call them just a rough, whatever they, what's the other name
textured
for them? It's a textured, yes, a
yeah,
textured.
Textured ceilings,
I think they're kind of ugly to begin with. But don't they use that stuff to cover up oftentimes messes that are...
Yeah, you're right, Doug. Them? You know, the reason that so many builders used popcorn ceilings, especially back in the 80s and 90s, was because they were trying to avoid having to... Put up drywall ceilings that when people would complain about, because if the seam wasn't perfect and you had lighting, which you often do on a ceiling, it would show. And so it would take a lot of time, a lot of callbacks to get it right. So like, well, we're just going to texture it. Nobody will notice. And that's kind of what happened. But right now, you know, we've got so many houses that still have popcorn ceiling and people really, really don't like it for a lot of reasons. I mean, first of all, it holds dirt. And, you know, you can paint popcorn ceiling. There's a special roller for it. It's very thick and has slits in it. And basically it's designed to go over the popcorn. And so you can do that. That helps. But frankly, if you really want to seal it in, you got to prime it first. So it's a lot of work. Almost as much work as taking it down. But James, if you want to take it down, you can. Generally the procedure is obviously cover everything you don't want popcorn droppings on. But you wet the ceiling down. And what I like to use for that is a garden sprayer where I can pump it up and just kind of control how much moisture I'm putting on it. Wet that ceiling down, work a spot at a time, an area at a time, and then you want to use a wide scraper to basically scrape the popcorn off the ceiling. And once you get it all done, then you definitely have to prime that ceiling. I would use a solvent-based primer, an oil-based primer, to get it in, sealed in real nice. And then you could put a flat paint over top of it. You're still going to see some of the remains of the texture of the popcorn, but it will not look as bad as it did before.
So is the assumption here that this stuff was put up with latex paint and so it's easier to scrape off? Because
yes.
I'm listening to the formula that that wouldn't work necessarily for oil-based paint.
Yeah, no, I've never seen anything that was like a solvent-based popcorn material. It's always it's always water-based.
Okay, got it. All right, now, one of the things, by the way, Tom is brought to you today by the folks at Progressive Insurance. You can protect your home and your auto with Progressive. Save yourself a bundle of dough. Get a quote at progressive.com or 800-PROGRESSIVE. I'm talking about homes in the next episode of the Money Pit podcast is something that is from the dream scope.
Yeah, we call it pipe dreams.
Pipe dreams.
Keep your pipes from freezing.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway. It's pretty cold and snowy across much. Have you got snow in New Jersey?
Not yet. Second year now.
Yeah, really?
Bought a brand new snowblower last year, being the season. Still brand new. Mm-hmm. Haven't used it yet.
So then, under the circumstances, what do you recommend, just out of curiosity, because there is a snowstorm, shovels, what's the best shovel? Is it aluminum? Is it plastic?
First of all, let's talk about the pipes, Doug. So a couple things you can do right away is, if your pipes are prone to freezing, in those homes that are, people know this, right, open up your kitchen cabinets, your bathroom cabinets, so more heat gets into those spaces, especially those areas that are prone to freezing. Insulate areas that have exposed pipes. The rubber insulation has a slit down the side. Very easy to put those on. Also, with respect to the freezing pipes, you can run a little water, very slow drip, through the farthest faucet from where the main is, and that will move a little water through the pipes, and makes it less likely that the pipes can freeze. All those things can help. And finally, if you do get a frozen pipe, you know this stuff called heat tape?
Yep.
It's like an appliance, and you attach it to the pipe and plug it in. It's okay to use it just without a pipe, but sometimes as a home inspector, I'd find people make it a permanent appliance, which is a mistake. And I've pulled the stuff off and found burnt wood underneath it, burnt framing material and things like that. So don't do that. And if you put the heat tape on, don't wrap it over itself. Just like a strip over top of the pipe, and you tape it off with electrical tape.
The gas company turned off or blew up the gas pipe going into one of the barns that I have.
Oh, no.
And so we've had to go buy a bunch of electric heaters to keep the pipes in the barn from freezing. And, we're having to peel the walls away to make sure that the stuff doesn't freeze.
And that's going to cost you a bundle in your utility bill.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. Did I ever tell you how we used to do it when I was a kid? We were worried about the pipes freezing on the edge of the barn and the house, so we'd pile manure up against the wall to keep it from
I think most people would prefer a cleaner system.
Yes, thank you. Tommy the Cave from the Money Pit, Money Pit Podcast. Yeah, all this good.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.